This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait a minute. Yes, not possible for me to like you any more than I already did. And then all of a sudden I find out that you are a Violent Femmes fan, Mego.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That was my request. Oh,
wow. And I like the fact that you didn't just go with Blister in the Sun, although it is a great song.
It is a great one, but great catalog by them.
Obviously, you're here to talk Celtics on a Celtics Wednesday.
I thought we were here to talk White Lotus.
Well, we can talk White Lotus, but we also, there's a familial connection. Connection with Steph Diggs, is that correct?
Yeah, my little brother was his high school teammate on the football team at Our Lady of Good Counsel in Olney, Maryland.
Wow.
So they played together.
Good stories there?
Stories I don't think I could share.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
All right. They still boys to this day?
I mean, not really. He's in the NFL, and my brother, like, works in LA and contractor stuff. So
probably not.
Friends in high school. Touch,
yeah.
I don't know. I got a text during the break, which is this. Curtis brought it up earlier this morning. This attitude by some Patriots fans where they're unhappy that the team went out and spent some money. I could read the text verbatim. Pats fans getting excited about a 32-year-old head case with a bad wheel is laughable.
What?
God.
Okay, here's my feeling on this. I understand trepidation around a 31-year-old returning from an ACL injury that happened in week 8 last season. That's totally reasonable. Mm-hmm. Like, I still am a little concerned about that, but guess what? The Patriots have a lot more knowledge than the rest of us about his medicals, and they had him in here last week, so right. You have to assume that that's the bulk of what it was. The character concern stuff to me, I don't think you're in a place to be picky about your locker room. I really don't. When it comes to elite talent and one of two premium positions that you were lacking on offense to support your quarterback going into his sophomore season, like, you can't be so picky.
Does this make you feel better? Because I heard you on with Fitzy last week, and you were saying that you were worried about how much is on Drake May's plate when he's the face of the team. He's the most important player. He's your best player. Does this take some of that off of it now?
I think so. I think just giving him a target, assuming again that Steph is going to be in there in October and that it's not going to be something where you sign him to a 3-year deal and you're waiting for him to come back sometime around November. Mm-hmm. I think that it lends a lot of support to him. And I don't know. I mean, people get worked up when they see $69 million. It's all about the guaranteed money. Yeah. And I think the guaranteed money is more reasonable.
Right. And everybody wanted Cooper Kupp, correct?
I wanted Cooper Kupp, but you wouldn't trade for him.
No, my point...
I wanted anybody.
No, but...
I Robert Kraft has been probably rightly so called cheap,
right.
and I wanted them to sign somebody, and they did. Like,
well, that's how the Red Sox ended up with Ralphie, if you remember.
I guess the only reason I'm saying that, my point is, Cooper Kupp, older receiver, had an ACL injury, so... Like, that's the nature of the beast nowadays. Like, guys tear their ACLs all the time, come back, and they're fine. So, Kendrick Bourne did it. And, you know, he looks like he's been fine. And I understand what you're saying. There's a little hesitation there. But he's the best player in the room right now.
Yeah, to me, that's the hesitation, not the character concerns.
Yeah,
I also think there's an aspect of this where if you talk to people and listen to people from Houston versus Minnesota, yeah. If you talk to people who knew any of us when we were 24 versus when we're 30, you're probably going to be a little bit of a different person at work,
yeah.
Right?
No,
like, I do think some of this is people leaning into narratives from a long time ago
because they just want to complain.
If he's healthy, the wide receiver room got better. So
that's
I
it.
Am
yep.
happy
upgrade.
About that. Speaking of injuries, maybe dodged a bullet on Jason Tatum?
Seems that way.
Okay.
Seems that way. And I think that, like, I heard you guys talking yesterday about how much do you play the Jays for the rest of the season. It's a struggle every year when you are looking at a potential championship like this core has for the last several years at this point. The balance between, are you getting your starters together? Are you getting guys who a lineup that really hasn't seen a ton of time together compared to the previous year and getting their rhythm and their conditioning and timing and everything versus the risk of what you saw maybe happen. But the thing with that really bothered me is Tatum called out that exact kind of foul in November. Like, he called out that foul. He said, like, that somebody was recklessly closing out on him. It was Giannis at that time. Yeah. And it was a no call then. And this is something that the league tried to deal with in 2017, 2018 with the Zaza rule, as they call it, that you can't get in the landing area. And it's still an ongoing issue.
It's got to be hard, though, as a defender. You're trying your best to close out. I mean, because it obviously, like you said, it's the Kawhi Leonard thing that happened with him. And it's got to be, so you have to work on really close. I don't think it was intentional by Zabonis, but it's just a very difficult thing to do as a defender. Close out, still try to contest the shot, and still try to get out of the way and not be in his landing space, especially when guys are kicking their legs out and everything.
But Tatum doesn't do that.
No, Tatum don't do that.
You know, like, I understand the other side of that was James Harden. And he'd do the leg kick and then get the call, and so then they had to put in another rule, which is, like, very NBA. But I do think that there is a level of this that comes back to the officiating.
Right.
And there's this kind of tension between guys in the league and officials, not just in games, but the idea of how are these officials being held accountable? And Adam Silver, the commissioner, has said they are absolutely being held accountable. They're graded on every call. But it's kind of a mystery what that means. And for ankle sprains are the number one injury that NBA players face. And that is a very easy preventable way. If you start saying we are going to be so harsh on these closeout calls, and we're going to be harsh on officials when they don't call them because we know they lead to the number one injury for players, then coaches, players, like, they're going to respond to that. They're going to be more careful.
So what, just an immediate flagrant one every time that
well, it should be.
Right.
It is
so
by definition.
So if that happens, players will just be more cautious about
and
making
it,
sure
it was
that
a,
doesn't happen.
It was a different officiating crew in the Sacramento game versus the Bucks game back in November that Tatum basically called out. But then you also have players who are tiptoeing around what they're saying in press conferences because they don't want to get fined for calling out the officials.
Right. Do you care about seeding where this team ends up heading into the playoffs in that first round?
Not really, because I think that it's just what it's been. Like, I think that they've kind of accepted the number two seed, even with Cleveland sliding, that's a comfortable enough place for them to determine most of their destiny.
And remind me, because it's complicated and changes all. It's they would play the seven seed, which is a play-in.
Yeah.
Would be a play-in winner, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I mean, I feel like if they're on, it doesn't matter who they are.
And then I think it's really when you start to look at, teams that potentially could give Cleveland problems, or I don't think there's a team that could give you a problem, but if there is, then you factor as sometimes is it better to be the two seed based on, you know, where does Milwaukee land? But now with this Dame Lillard injury, who the hell knows with them? I just think that it's going to be you versus Cleveland in the Eastern Conference Finals because I don't see anybody else coming out of the East.
I don't either. Like, I think it could get interesting if you see the Cavs. I think that's a fun matchup, and it would go six or seven games potentially. But I think the big bad threats are out West.
Mago, do you think the big 30-year high ratings for the NCAA has anything to do with people liking that style of basketball more than the threes in the NBA?
I don't know. I was pretty surprised to see those ratings. I don't know how you guys felt.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it just has more to do with gambling. Like, that's where my head goes. I know that sounds terrible.
You realize
terrible.
People have been gambling on March Madness for 100 years.
But it's easier now.
Yeah.
But for 30 years, I mean, they've been gambling on... I mean, for me, if it was like a slight uptick, then you would understand it. But maybe it's just how I feel, so maybe I'm projecting it onto something to have more meaning. But I just think that the way that the game is played, it's more attractive than the NBA has been. And maybe that's
why. Sorry, Courtney, just really quick. I also think people have been making that particular argument of NCAA versus NBA for like 20 years. So yeah. I don't think that it's necessarily something new. I know the NBA has gone in a much more dramatic direction of the three-point shooting, but I have always heard people say, like my dad is always like, I just prefer the college game. It's a real team effort. Right. And everyone's like,
Dad. He used to be able to say, you know, just a bunch of young guys and they're not getting paid. And they play defense, but now you can't say that because they're all getting paid.
Right. That's what I was just going to bring up. The fact that I saw people on Twitch, I'm done watching billionaire crybabies, you know, on the NBA court.
I love billionaire crybaby.
Your dad loves
very entertaining. That's why we watch White Lotus.
Your dad loves 70 to 73 wins games.
Exactly.
But in all sincerity, outside of Cooper Flagg, how many people could you name that have been playing in the tournament?
I couldn't.
And we're told that everything's star driven.
Yeah,
like,
I couldn't.
Who's the star?
I think it's the colleges, really. In college,
it's the college
basketball. A lot of the time, it's the name on the jersey. I get the Cooper Flag one, but
those names have remained the same.
One texter had mentioned that there's a plethora of SEC teams. Is that a reason? Because they have so many eyes like for college football that of those people are now coming over to basketball?
Maybe.
I would say that the Big East being out of it and the biggest population base in the country not having any teams would be a bigger factor against it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe the SEC is kind of like in basketball, the new Big East, you know, it's kind of, you start to see all which when I was in college and I was in the SEC, it wasn't really known as a basketball conference. And so now Shine brought it up the other day. You're starting to see a lot of SEC basketball teams performing well.
Maybe it's all because of the McNeese manager, Curtis.
I
read online he's making $300 million a week.
Oh, really?
Or
a
king.
He's well
legit.
Into six figures. 12 NIL deals.
He's like the new Hawk Tua.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
Amir Khan.
Yeah. You better hold on to it because just like Hawk Tua, that 15 minutes goes quick.
Don't create
a
coin.
You guys.
All right. I got to get to your thoughts on White Lotus because you have been obsessed with it.
It's so disturbing.
It is.
But it's so entertaining.
I know. All right. So minus that incident that occurred during the threesome, have you figured out who you think is going to be the shooter?
I think it's the Russian friends. Of Valentin.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I think that they executed the robbery, and I think that something happens between them and Guy Talk. I actually don't think it's really any of the guests are involved in it.
Yeah.
I think it's the staff.
That'd be such a letdown. I really, because there's been some conspiracies about the fact that the brother, when his name pops up, the younger brother, Lachlan...
I love the names. When Lachlan and Saxon.
When his name is brought up during the opening credits, it's the dead body floating. So a lot of people think he may have died. And if he died, it's from the poisonous fruit that they brought up at the beginning. Why bring that up if that's not going to come into play?
Because it's a red herring.
But well, in a protein shake.
Well, that's what people say is because they've spent way too much time on the protein. The blender.
Yeah. So that's just another death in addition, because there is some kind of gun violence.
Yes, the gun violence, I believe, is Patrick Schwarzenegger. I've been on that since the beginning.
Too.
Yeah,
because he's been embarrassed by what occurred in bed.
Yeah, and those two girls know.
Right, they do know. Yeah, they do.
They know more than
them
him
and for the rest
yes.
of us. Yes,
he blacked out. Do you believe?
I don't think he blacked out.
Do you believe that Lachlan did black out or no?
No,
the younger one?
The
younger
out.
One. Yeah.
Blacked
no.
out. He was enjoying it.
No, but the younger one, I don't think, remembers the
until,
fact that he was hooking up
until
with the brother.
Until he was at the monastery and he was meditating, and then he was like, oh, no, because it came rushing back to him.
Yeah.
Although he wasn't totally like, oh, no. He was a little, he wasn't like, oh, no.
Well, he was checking out his brother's bum in another episode.
Yeah, he was kind of like, oh, that's interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Lachlan, no.
That right. whole family.
Weird show, huh?
Yeah.
It's been a good season.
Yeah. And they're providing a lot of memes. Do you think they're leaning too heavily? Like, do you think TV in general is leaning too heavily into creating memes? Because I thought they knew what they were doing when they have the guy in the Duke shirt putting a gun up to his head and they're putting that still frame out there
everywhere.
In March Madness.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
you know
what
you're
Let me
tell you
doing. Something. Wiggy loves a good meme.
Oh, yeah.
He always has multiple memes at the ready.
Love
when
the good memes.
When in a group text.
Love I a mean, good meme.
You love it.
Are you anti-meme?
No.
Oh, okay.
I love
he's more of a gift guy.
It's kind of like
he loves a gift.
He loves I love a good gift.
Yeah,
because it's kind of like you
and
know
the speed with which he has them is shocking.
He has
I
a
have
gift.
A folder he's got on my phone. Wow.
Yeah. He has a gift for any topic
because it's more entertaining than just saying something.
Is it though?
Yeah, it is.
It enhances the conversation.
Oh, it's so good.
It was entertaining a decade or so ago.
No. The gifts are big, man.
I feel like the gifts time has passed.
No, I don't know where you.
It might just be me.
Yeah.
Not a big emoji guy either.
One last thing. The three adult women, the friends.
Yeah.
That is some of the most on point stuff.
Yeah.
As somebody who played on a women's team in college,
the political conversation was exactly how women are dealing with each other right now.
Yes. Yeah. That was
shocking.
Great.
Yeah.
That was great. Michelle Monaghan is
so
such
good.
A treat.
Unbelievable bod, too.
I know.
Yeah,
my
her
God.
Abs.
All right, Megan.
Pilates, man.
Well, thanks for coming in, and we'll see you again next week. All right.
We're almost to playoffs.
We are almost there.
We are.
We are almost there. Put everybody in bubble wrap, and then let's get to the playoffs. All right. It's a Celtics Wednesday, and here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Patriots have their receiver. They signed Stephon Diggs to a 3-year, $69 million deal with $26 million of that guaranteed. Elsewhere in the league, Russell Wilson is heading to the Giants on a 1-year deal worth up to $21 million. So the Giants have Russ and Jameis Winston. The Red Sox sweep in Mexico, winning their second game 12-8. Happy opening day eve. The Sox now in Texas to take on the Rangers tomorrow at 4:05. And the Celtics in Arizona to take on the...
That was...
Oh, we dumped that.
Wait, that word's not...
I
Why
said...
Why would you dump that?
Because it's not an okay word to
he
say,
didn't
Greg.
He say the word.
I didn't
he
say
stopped,
it. I stopped
himself.
And it was not on purpose.
That was I know it wasn't on purpose.
He almost said another word instead of picks.
Yes.
And you dumped out of it.
Yes. It sounded to me like he said it, Greg. I would rather err on the side of caution than get
no
us
fun.
Name somebody.
Yep, I'm the wet blanket.
Name,
I apologize.
Name somebody successful who erred on the side of caution. I'll wait.
So on that topic, I am throwing caution to the wind. Properly enunciating here. The Red Sox will be in the World Series.
Wow.
They will lose to the Dodgers in 4 games because
should bet on
pick,
that.
I mean.
Did he dump again?
Yes, of course I did.
Oh,
Greg, you can't say that word.
You are destroying this radio show.
Nope. Luckily, you can still hear that on Twitch. You want to hear the unedited version?
Well, what happens if you stab
Brought
your
to you
finger?
By Springer's
Jewelry. Right.
What happens
right.
if you stab your
if
finger?
You prick,
can you say that?
You prick your finger. Right. Yes, you can talk about that on the radio.
Right.
You can't talk about it, though. Are you?
Don't you dare.
Are you ramped up?
I don't know. My button isn't lighting up. Please don't.
Okay.
The Bruins taking the ice at the same time as the Celtics. They're in Anaheim to take on the Ducks at 10 p.m. tonight. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com.
Okay. Did Curtis give the weather yet?
Not yet.
Okay, Curtis, the weather?
I did. It was dumped. I'm sorry. I get so excited talking baseball. I lose all control. 42 degrees right now in Boston. Cloudy skies, afternoon high of 48.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Oh, my God.
All right. I get it.
Okay, yeah, we need to hit a commercial break, please. I'm sweating.